Okay, good evening. So the topic tonight, which I would like to clarify and work out, is the halacha and hashkafa behind Chiyuv Avraham, which should help us understand in a big picture what it means Kedusha, a marriage, a pi Torah, in the Torah reality. And like we started discussing last week we spoke about the influence that we have from our surroundings, which our eyes and our lev attached to. The question that was asked was, so how far do I have to guard myself from meaning, so where am I allowed to go, where am I not allowed to go? How? So the answer to that, it seems to be the answer is that that the question is, are you putting yourself in a situation where you're going to be coming to Isser? Are you putting yourself in a situation where you're coming to Isser? If I'm putting myself in a situation where I'm going to come to an Isser Hirur, and then we have to be magda, what's Isser Hirur? According to Moshe, Isser Hirur is the Isser that of Hirur that will bring to Tumah, which each and every person has their Nisayin, each and every person knows what's Ma'ira by him, a Hirur that he does a Maisa to think about it. And it's just, if you're in a place and you happen to see something, that alone is not going to bring to Hirur, but there are certain Hirur which would bring to a Maisa, or that you continue to think about it. The person has to teach himself how to control himself. Right? Sometimes the Yetzirah is so great in certain situations where it will bring you to the next step of Isser. But the Isser may not be the going there, but it's coming to the next step. Or so like the Gemara Sanhedrin, someone's going to a place with Das because they want to be Maharer. There's Isser. But if because you ended up by the beach and you haven't seen something and then you had a thought, so that there wasn't Issa as long as you went away as soon as you got there, you left. But to stay there to be Mahara. So again, so a person has to be able to somewhat work out where and what. The Mechinuch of there is also teaching us that there are times when the Torah gave the hero a din like a Maisa, Machshava ka Maisa. When a Mahara on a Maisabiya, Znus, or Avedizara. So sometimes to watch certain movies or certain things, even if it's just a few minute piece in the middle, which is you're going to watch and you know that's there in order to chap your mind to be Mahara about it. So going to different places where if one person could be a problem, another person has to go there for work. So he trained himself to be able to go through those streets to get to his work. But him won't be such a problem. But the question always is, what is the Issa that we're dealing with and will this bring me to Issa? Now there's another chiddush over there in the chinuch which is important for our discussion. And that is that there's a tremendous hashpa coming from the outside. And a person doesn't realize many times how a person speaks, the jokes he makes, the lines he says, the way he eats, what he eats, and how he eats, is all nicker in a person where he was just a few minutes ago, or an hour ago, or whatever it is. Sometimes it'll last longer than that on us. But it's nicker. There's a hashpa coming in from the outside. And that's what the chinuch is telling us, that just like the Gengay's Nusna Vedzara, there's also mitzias, that person is, there's a mitzias, it may not be part of the isser, but there's a mitzias that we're nimshach after our anhagis, our midas are nimshach after that. So therefore, there are certain topics, and I think this is one of them, where somewhat it's foreign to us, because the isser and the gedda to the isser, because the Torah reality is so far removed from us that we have to like work on bringing ourselves back to live in that Torah reality. We need to get close to Hashem, as we discussed in earlier shiurim, by pulling ourselves away from these behemoth dika hanois. Right? The chesed shavart ish ki yakrim mikem min habehema. A person who is makrim from himself, from yourself, from the behemoth, from the chedek avami, lechem yishel Hashem. That's the greatest thing. That's what Hashem. That's what gives the rech, the chayif. That's what gives. So if we could even a struggle, but then it's Yishel Hashem, that's the biggest Reich and Chayach. This proves our love to Hashem when we pull ourselves away from it, when we recognize that we want to pull ourselves away from these things. And we find very much that right, so we find very much that affection is related to Kedusha. Kedusha means to separate. And when we separate, and many times separating itself is what brings two things together. There's what's disconnecting them, there's what's in between them, and when we remove, when we separate those, we separate those disconnects, it brings us together closer. And that creates Kedusha, that's real affection, which will be Masbah soon. So I want to start with the halachic part of this and just analyze it a little, and then we'll get into the hashkafa part. If we take a look in Shulchan Aruch, it's very interesting. It's like you won't be able to find in Gemara, there's no real sugya on this, except for there's a Ramah. Ramah and Simchav Aleph, and the Ramah and Simchav Aleph, in Simchav Aleph, Sifhei, the Ramah over here says as follows. Starts off with a lashon of Yesh Aymrim, quoting a Yesh Aymrim, says the Choshein Oitzer, the Chivu is Yesh Aymrim, the Ein Linoik. One should not act with his wife, in front of other people. Now, what's his example? To look in her hair to see if she has lice. That's the example of the Ramah. Now. The Ramah is coming off a Nemukya Yosef. Nemukya Yosef brings down an interesting medrash. Rabbanoi have a comet Sayin Ma'arta. Rabbanoi was going around being Sayin in Bav Basra and Nunches, being Sayin where the basic kvaris, where the kvarim were. And Kimatal Ma'arta d'Avram, he came to the Ma'ara of Avram. So he gets there, he finds Eliezer Ever Avram, who's standing on the door, in the doorway. So Rav Banoi says, what's Avram doing? I'm like Goni b'chanfei de Sarah. He's lying in the lap of Sarah. Become Aina Liberation. And he's being Aina in he or she's being Aina in the other one's head. I'm like Zul Emele Banoi Koi. Go inside and tell them that Banoi is here. So he went in, and Avram said, you can come in. Because made that idea the Yetz Bahay Amaleka. There's no Yetzar in this world. Said this lashon of the Mukyasiv. Sham Inon Mahagodazu. You learn from the Zagada. Derech Eretz. He uses the lashon Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz. She'enei roi l'snaigim ishtoi v'chayotze b'acher. It's not roi to be snaig with his wife. V'chayotze b'dvar malalu. With like these types of things. V'fnei acher. Okay, so in this medrash, one's lying on the other one's lap, and they're checking the other one's head for lice. But the Ramah leaves that out. The Ramah leaves out the lying on the other one's lap, and the Ramah's example is, La'ayin Bereshe. So all you do is inspecting someone's hair for lice. So what is it? We're standing very close to a person. He's standing very close to her. He's, and maybe he's even touching his or her hair. He's looking closely at the other one's head, at his or her head. That's what's happening over here. So when you have a doctor or a nurse doing it, okay, that's their job, and that's their job to check for whatever they're checking for. But when it's done by someone else, a stranger, or a husband even, this is an intimate act. This is an intimate act. What type of intimate act is this? Right? So it comes to even a non-romantic act or a non-sexual nature is us in public between a husband and wife. That's what Rama is telling us. So right. So there's a message over here. And the lashon of the Nemukei Yosef is derech eretz. What does derech eretz mean? It's not appropriate. It's not within the norms. This is not derech eretz. It's not within the norms of the common things that are done. And therefore, the Ramah didn't need to say aser, because it's just not normal, right? So the question was, why don't we find the sugi and shas or more about it in Shulchan Aruch? Teretz is, it's just not, to them, it just wasn't a normal thing to do. And the one example they have to us sounds like, wow, like that's what we're talking about? So what I'm trying to bring out is the how far we, I'm talking to myself and whoever else wants to be included, but saying how far we are from the reality of Torah, how far we are from the reality of Torah, of what Hashem Yisbarach pictured for us to be. We have so many different musagim. We have the whole different musik, and we have to try to understand what is it. You know, the Drisha quotes the Tshuvas Rashba, but the Tshuvas Rashba seems to maybe be comparing the Archakais to that's what one can do Barabim, which again, Archakais also, many the Archakais, it's brought down, Rishayim bring down, that the whole idea of Archakais is to renew, we have Archakais during the Zayin Akim, for each Archakais to be able to touch, to pass, even passing. There's a certain feeling of affection, and when finally now I could pass her something, I could put food down in front of her. The archakas were also created for that. So there's a certain feeling of this. There's an intimate act through that. Now the Taz over here seems to say that there's like two issues over here. There are some acts which are inherently private and should not be done in public because of tznius. He calls it me'ein tashmish. Anything which is me'ein tashmish just shouldn't be done. Then there's a second issue also that provokes terror to another person. And this includes even non-romantic acts. The Beishmuk, Zimuchav Alvaiz Gimel, person has to be aware of that also. But this is all mitzvah the halacha. And this is just bringing us out from the halacha, bringing out to us what we're talking about over here. There's a morale that Rav Avi Kahn showed me, and he's not here. I was thinking how to thank him for pushing to have this shiurim be'etzem, and discussing with me different yonim before the shiurim. But he showed me a morale in office. And then I saw this morale is all, you look at, I'm saying I saw. So in the footnotes, morale all over talks about the same idea from different angles. The morale says as follows. Perek Alf Mishnah Beis, Ashleish Dvar Ma'ilam Ayimi, Alatayr V'alavayt V'agbiyas Chasam. So there's three amudim that the world stands on. And each person he's kayim through these three amutim. The Gemara Sanhedrin, the Fine Dalit, tells us that for all Averis in the Torah, Yavo Val Yarek. If there's a choice of being Oyved Avero or getting killed, you're Oyved Avero. Chutz from the three Averis, Avedizara, Gilarais, and Shvichas Dam. So the Gemara gives a svar. Shvichas damim, my chaz is the dam of didach sumuk tfei. What makes you think that your blood is any redder than your friend's blood? Rashi says the gval de gavart over there, which is kedai to see. It's a shmuz by itself. Gili rayas, the Gemara doesn't give a reason. Gemara brings a pasuk, goes through a lima. Goes through a lima. And perhaps many acharim, shemshkap, and others learn that once the Gemara had no svar for gili rayas, it had to be learned at a pasuk, so then bet and shvichas dam also. There's no svar for it either. It's all learned from the mudim. Ba'akabaran, there are three averes which are yarg val yafa. Now, what's so terrible about these averes? Okay, shvichas dam, you killed someone. Avedah zara, I understand also. Avedah zara, it's against the whole belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Gilei Arayis, what's Gilei Arayis? Why is Gilei Arayis one of these three averes? So the Maral says, Ki elu gimel averes hu hefech elu gimel dvarim sha'elam ayinu aleim. These three averes are the hefech of what the world stands on. And we're going to start on Gilei Arayis. Gilei Arayis hu hefech ha'tayra. The omur ha'tayra, the hefech of tayra is Gilei Arayis. Why? Ki malas ha'tayra, the mile of tayra, shehi ha'seichel nivdal me'achomri ligamri. Torah is sichli, is pure spiritual. Sichli means neshamadik. It's neshama. It's nivdal min achamri legamri. It's separate from the mundane guf, from gufnis, from chamri, from taivis, from our chelik abahami. Torah is something which is purely spiritual. It's neshama. Ve'ein davar shal yodei adam nivdal min achamri. A person wants to tap into the Torah world. He wants to become what the Maral refers to in other places, a ben Torah. He says a ben Torah is not the one that can be mefalpel b'Torah. It's good, he says. He says it's nice thing to be able to be mefalpel b'Torah, b'mishnah, b'gemara. But the ben Torah is the one that lives a life of Torah. Rabbi Baruch Bey used to say, it's quoted different ways, also in the beginning of in Be'ech Shmuel by Bav Basra, there's a sickle, but Baruch Bey used to say, one should not live al pi Torah, he has to live chayim shel Torah, ki heim chayenu, that's our life. Al pi Torah means, I have a life, I, and I live according to the Torah, so this, I'm going to work out that my life should just fit into according to the Torah. No, you have to live Torah. There's a Torah that can view on every single aspect of our life. Like we've been discussing in previous shurim, whether it's in mominis, whether it's in ishos, whether it's in arachai, wherever it is, the Torah has a say and a view to what should be done. So I live a chayim of Torah. So how do I get to that? Through Torah. The Ein Tzarich L'Zerayah, the Maral says, is Pasha. Torah is mitzvahs, avodas Hashem, bringing ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvahs bring us closer to Hashem. The more we learn Torah, the more we become closer to Hashem, and that creates Kedusha. The less separation that there are between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kedusha. Tumah is when there's separations. Says the Maral, v'hepech zeh gilei arayis. Shahoylech achas znus haguf. Gilei arayis is you're going after the znus of the guf. Shehi gilei arayis. V'zeh hoylech acha chomri. Going after the matter, the chomer of the person. Ashu nechshav legamri k'may behema v'chamar. Ki maisa znus hu maisa behema. We have to understand what does that mean. What does it mean? Maisa znus is the guf. It's a hoylech acha chomri. It's a maisa behema. What does that mean? The Maral continues, says lamanu mizeh ki ein hoylech ha'adam achas nos rak hashi yechonas by ruach shtas. He calls the Gemara Saita. He says when the Gemara Saita, she brings a carbon of sairim. a person will only go after znus when zichanus by ruach shtus. Shehu k'may behema balas chaymer ba'az yeshniyah. Animals are not sichli. They don't act with decisions. They work out of instinct. What they need to do, they do. They just do. That's chomri. That's guf. The more goofy we are, the more we use our guf in our decisions, the more we just do things out of what's called ruach shtos. Like a behemoth is just doing it because we need to do it. Ulefikha chaznusha gidei arayis hu hefich mi madrega satayra shitar sichlis vaznus maisa chomri. Ulefikha beilu roi shi yarg val yafa. Ad kedei kach. The guy who lives b'derech gidei arayis is yarg val yafa. It's better he shouldn't be alive than be oivis achavir. So what's the chayma of it? The chayma of Gilei Arayis of Znus is that it's hepech Torah. Torah is living totally sichli. So the hesbet to this is as follows. And with this we'll begin to understand what's the Torah view on our discussion. When one lives b'derech haTorah, when one does mitzvahs, he becomes more of a shalem. How does he become more of a shalem? Because he's allowing himself to just live the chayim of Torah. Averis prevent the person, averis amafriya the person, holds the person back from getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The worst avera of the averis is nus. Why is that the worst avera? So that's a morale saying over here. It's the gamri chaymri. It's the tzarech guf. It's a complete selfish act. It's a complete selfish act. He does nus. He's doing it purely because he wants to have that taiva, and it's not doing anything for her. He's paying her some money to use her, and it's purely for his selfishness. It's for him. He feels good. He feels happy, maybe, that he... at the time at least, that he accomplished something, he got something, he bought something, he got something. Every person has to eat. You need to eat to live. Okay, so he eats a piece of bread and he eats a piece of meat. So he's eating meat instead of bread. Over here, you're totally taking this idea of a marriage between a husband and a wife and using it purely for yourself. In a marriage between a husband and a wife, the husband's there for her, to give to her what she needs, the care, the love, the feeling of the affection, that is all to give to her what she needs. We discussed this a lot as we were going through the Reish Mem, but you see it through Reish Mem over and over. In the whole signet over there, maybe we'll chazir quickly the ideas over there. But by Maisa's nus, the Isha doesn't have anything. By Goyim, their marriage is a Maisa Bahami. And if you do research on it, just been doing a little research on it, it's Pasha. And people ask, why is the divorce rate so high? And unfortunately, it's creeping into our people also. But once you understand what's going on behind it, it's a chara simple. Because the whole idea of getting married is just for his own self, for him. He's doing it because he wants to do it. And therefore by them, by the Goyim, it's the more I can show off, the more I can show her off to others, it's the happier I am, because it shows the more atzlacha, the more I have more proof of atzlacha, and that's what satisfies me, right? What's called to proclaim marriage in public is because I want other people to see what I have. It's what I got. It's what I'm doing. It makes me feel not just good by myself, but I'm happy with others, because I'm not happy with her, so I'm happy with others. As soon as this gets used up, So then I need to go on to the next one. We need variety. Just like we have in ice cream, we have 50 flavors at least of ice cream. We try out different ones. So we need to do that also because, again, I finished. She's used up already. I need to go to the next one. But if I'm focusing on my wife's needs, if I'm focusing on what her needs are, then I have no need to tell it to the public. I don't need to show it off to others. It's between me and her. Am I giving her what she needs? Am I feeding her what she needs? And that's all in Yonit Tznius over the Insemination Mem. And I'm very comfortable with that. As long as I'm doing my job right, I'm very comfortable with it. And I'm very happy that I'm doing my job right. The whole chiyuv of mitzvahs I know is based on her tshuka. And the avodah of the husband is to feel out from her, when is she being mishtakik for him? And where is she being mishtakik for him? How many times is she being mishtakik for him? But it comes from her craving and her desire for him. So by us, the affection is just a way of communicating. We communicate with affection. That's the Torah view. There's no need to communicate. I don't need to communicate our love and our affection to others. And if I'm giving her what she needs between me and her, then when we're outside, we're very comfortable. We don't need to proclaim this to other people. The holding the hands or doing whatever is being done outside is not really giving her what she needs. It's not giving her what she needs. The Torah told us that's not what she needs. If it wasn't for a selfless reason, there would be no need to it. There'd be no need to it.
But if she said that that's what she wants,
then you're not doing your job right. I'm not trying to blame you, but you're definitely not doing your job right, because the Torah explained to us what the nature, what the teva of Isha is. And explain to us what she needs from her husband to satisfy her, that she feels, I have a husband that cares about me, I'm comfortable with him, I don't need him to have to hold my hand wherever I go. And if she still needs it outside, it means she's not having it inside.
She has to proclaim.
What?
She wants to proclaim.
She wants to proclaim? Okay, so we'll have to give them a share. That's her das. If she's doing it because she feels that she needs that warmth outside, then the Torah, I really should stop there after the Ramah. Said Adkan, this is the Torah's view on Adkan. But we're trying to delve into it, but at the same time recognizing that the Torah had a view of what real affection is. And that's the Torah's view. And it's proven. The marriages that are kept that way last forever, and those that played around as Chasen and Kala many times don't even make it to the Chasma and don't even make it much further. Again, because they took advantage or they used it the wrong way. So like this, so we have to imagine what's included in this also. Now we'll get back to the Ramah. But take Shabbos for example, which is also something which has Shabbos Kodesh. There's Kedusha to Shabbos. What's the Kedusha of Shabbos? Shabbos is a time where we're in a state or we're in the ideal situation where it's very clear that it's very clear that our closeness to Hashem, where we see Hashem so clearly, there's nothing else standing in between us. There's nothing else standing in between us. When in every relationship, there's a certain love, right? The love is closeness, right? The love is closeness. When the guf and the neshama are distant, apart from each other, that's what tuma is. But one must go through tuma. We have to go through tuma to get to separation, to make unity. We have to create that unity over here, removing all that falsehoods, all that's there, and prepare ourselves for kedusha. So over here, the source of kedusha is when there's shalom between the ish v'isha, because there's when we create that closeness between each other, when we don't live according to our instincts, or what we desire, but we want to live according to the manual of Hashem, which is building this relationship, building this bond, building this one between us two, then that brings us much closer to each other. And so there's a lot of different things that our svivas are mashpia on us. We have all different types of public display of affection. And just think about something. Sometimes if you think about it, right, I'm not even aware of all them, but just people post on Facebook, right? Messages that I don't know how common it is or not, but a husband to one spouse to the other on their birthday anniversary, they're posting what they did, the message that they sent to their wife. Would one go into shul and hang it up in shul, or hang it up in the middle of the supermarket? That for sure not. So why are these expressions of affection and love between him and her, which is a wonderful thing between ish two, but why does it have to be displayed in a public place? There's a time for it. There's a place for it. If someone wants the world to know just how much they love or treat them really well, I mean, there's a simple way. When you're outside, if you're outside and you if you just show you show that you care for the other person, you're helpful, you're there's other ways to express it, but it doesn't have to be through this act. Okay, so I want to stop over here, but just to sum up what we discussed today was that the hefek of the Torah is using this relationship between him and her for him, for his selfishness, as a selfless act, and therefore I need to share it with others in order to, right? You have the gay marriages also. They have to make a parade. They have to advertise that they're upset, like that not everyone knows about it. Just because there's no other happiness there. It's not sharing for them to be happy with each other, except to be able to get other people, wow, to say, look what they're doing. That's what gives them their happiness, the public. But in the Torah, world, Torah Sichli, we're not working like that. And the Torah viewed, it's not their cheret. It's not normal. What's not normal about it? Because in a marriage, my achayis is my job, or the marriage is, and if either I get back, it's not just like I have to do. You're going to get back a lot more than, because Baruch set it up that once you do what you have to do, then she's, that's the way it is. But But there are certain acts which are private acts, and we have to appreciate that they're done privately, and not in a znuzdik way. Okay, now there are some other questions related to these discussions, which I'm sure the other will ask, and we'll try to be mamshu for them in the upcoming week. I hope I was clear. If I wasn't, then please ask so we could clarify. Have a good night.